Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 27th day of Iyar Tovshin Pei Beis. Masechta Shviz, Perek Shishi, Mishnah Vav. After we learnt in the previous Mishnah that we do not take things, truma, from out from Israel to Chutz Laretz, even if it's truma, which is Tomei, on the back of that we bring this Mishnah, which is going to say that it's also to take truma from, to bring in truma from Chutz La'aretz into Eretz Yisrael. Says the Mishnah, Ein mevin truma mechutz la'aretz la'aretz. You don't take truma, or bring truma, import it from Chutz La'aretz into Eretz Yisrael. What's the reason? The Yerushalmi explains, we don't want Kohenim leaving Israel to go to Chutz La'aretz to get truma from there. Why? Because the owners don't have any obligation to bring the truma to Eretz Yisrael. They can give it to the Kohenim if they Kohenim are there, Chutz La'aretz. And to stop this outflow of Kohenim running to Chutz La'aretz to get it, therefore they said, don't bring Truma from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Now, even though Truma of Chutz La'aretz is Tomei, so what benefit could they have anyway? Could the Kohenim use it for? If it's Tomei, anything, any food outside Israel is considered Tomei, including Truma. Nevertheless, the Kohenim had a vested interest. They were interested in getting it because they could use it for fuel. Right, oil, for example, it becomes tamei. You can use it for you can burn it for fuel, for heating, for lighting. Others add to the reason we just said that the reason that we don't want truma being imported from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael is because the kohenim, if they do go outside to Eretz Yisrael, they may become tamei with that truma. Amar Rabbi Shimon, says Rabbi Shimon, Shamati b'feirush. I've heard explicitly, Shemevin Misuria, then Mevin Chutz La'aretz, that we do bring it from Surya, bring Truma from Surya to Eretz Yisrael, that there was no Gezera made, but we don't bring it from Chutz La'aretz. Now, that means the din of Surya is not the same as Chutz La'aretz, and you're allowed to bring in Truma from there to Eretz Yisrael, since it has a bit of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. It has a bit of the Kedusha, they said it's all right. The halacha is not like Rabbi Shim, the halacha is like the Tanakama, and we do not bring in Truma even from Surya to Eretz Yisrael, even though there's a bit of a Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. According to the Mishnah Rishona, he learns like he did in the previous Mishnah, that the words of Rabbi Shimon are, we bring from Surya to Eretz Yisrael, but ein mevin b'chutz la'aretz, we don't bring chutz la'aretz, meaning even to Surya. When it says we don't bring from chutz la'aretz, not just to Eretz Yisrael, but even to Surya. And in that way, he is more machmir than the Tanakama. Otherwise, it's the same as the Tanakama. Tanakam also said, Ein Mevin Mechutz La'aretz. Says the Mishnah, Perek Shavi'i Mishnah Aleph. This Mishnah is coming to teach us which fruits are subject to the Kedusha, the laws of the Kedusha of Shemitah produce. Which, as we said, you're not allowed to, if it is Shemitah produce, you're not allowed to trade, you can't sell it. You're not allowed to destroy it in any way. You have to mafkir it. When the time comes, you have to do beer. Basically, that what has the kedusha of the fruits of Shemitah. Kol, so what type of fruits are apply? Kol shu machal adam u'machal behema, anything that is either human food or animal food, or mimin atzovim, or it's neither. It's used as a pigment, as a dye. It's a herb that they make a dye from it. Ve'einoy miskayim ba'aretz. So it's any one of those three, and it's not going to survive in the land. It's not going to stay. It's not permanent. It's perishable. So if you left it growing, it would rot. Yesh leshvi is anything that fits this description. The kedusha of Shemitah will apply not only to it, uladom of shvis, but to its proceeds will have the din of Shemitah. If they sell it, for example, they sell these fruits of Shemitah, then the money takes on the kedusha of Shemitah as well. So then, but not only does the money take the kedusha of Shemitah as well, but by doing so, it's not really redeeming the original fruits, because the original fruits will also be holy, subject to the law of Shemitah. But yes, the value of the proceeds will have a din of kedusha of Shemitah. What happens if he then takes the money and buys fruits or other foods? Well, in that case, the money loses the kedusha of Shemitah, but the fruits will take on the kedusha of shvis, or the other foods that he's bought with it. And if he similarly, if he bought meat instead of the fruits of Shemitah with exchange with the money, then the meat takes on the Kedusha of Shemitah. If he swapped the meat for fish, now the fish takes the Kedusha and the meat loses its Kedusha. Each time you do it, the thing that you sell or transfer becomes not a matter of Kedusha. However, the last thing that is exchanged for, that will always have Kedusha, and so will the original fruits. The original fruits will have Kedusha as well. So it's always the first and the last of the in the chain. So the first fruits will be, the fruits in the beginning will keep their Shemitah, Kedusha of Shemitah, and what they've exchanged or finally exchanged it for will also be the Kedusha of Shemitah. Yesh lo biur. What does yesh lo biur mean? That when there's finished, there's no more left of that variety here in the fields, and it's there's nothing there for the animals out in the wild, you're chayv to take it out of your house as well. You're chayv to do biur, as it's called. Well, a dom of biur. And the same thing applies to the proceeds of sale that he made, if he sold the Shemitah produce, then that also will have the din of biur. Eiv zehu, and what type of food is there that has the kedusha of the fruits of Shemitah, even though it's not specially used for machal adam, it's not designated for human food? Ze ali haluf hashaita. This will be, for example, the ali haluf. It's the leaf of the of this luf plant, a type of onion plant, which even the leaves of a wild luf, this wild onion plant. Va'alei hanad hadandana, and the leaf of the dandana plant. That's a type of herb that grows in Eretz Yisrael, mainly in the hilly areas, mountain areas. Va'ulshan, ulshan is chicory. Va'hakreshin, that's leek. Va'haragila, and that's a type of food that they call chalagloga. I'm not sure what that is. Va'netzachalov. Netzachalov is some sort of a herb that was known by doctors in their time, and it has white flowers. Some say it's a herb that produces milk when you cut it. Machal behema, and a full stop. So all of these cases are things which will still pass as human food, as food for human consumption, and therefore will be subject to the laws of beer. And the proceeds of it will be beer if you sell. Or machal behema, what type of things are considered? Machal behema, food, animal food, which will have also the kedusha of Shemitah, says the Mishnah. This is hachuchim v'hadardarim. These are type of thorns and thistles, type of thorns, which are basically food that the animals will eat, right? Since animals will eat it, so therefore it'll have a kedusha as well. Yeah, these are thin thorns and thistles which the camels will eat. What type of herbs will have the kedusha of Shemitah applying to it that you make dyes out of it? Sfichei istis. These are the cuttings that came or the, what grew of itself of a type of herb that they make a bluish sort of a color. Sfichei istis. V'koitza. And koitza is another herb. It's a type of herb that they have very dark red paint out of it. Yeshlem shvis v'ledmei shvis. All these will be subject to the law of Shemitah, and if you sell them the proceeds, and if the proceeds are exchanged, it's always the first and last in the chain, they will always be subject to the law of Kedusha of Shemitah. What type of laws are there? Not allowed to destroy them, not allowed to make business out of them, and you have to mafka them like you do the Kedusha of fruits of Shemitah. Yeshlem shvis v'ledmei shvis. And also they're subject to the laws of beer. Beer meaning you have to take it out of the house. When there's nothing left for the animals in the wild, then you have to get it out of your daldams as well, out of your house. So yeshlam beer, that when the time of beer comes, they're chayv to get rid of it, to take it all the way out, to chayv to do beer.